This week in Brussels, a group of Afghan women will discuss how they can participate in the government of their country. The conference was put together in part by playwright Eve Ensler. She says combining art and activism always has been central to her work. In 1997, Ensler won an Obie Award for The Vagina Monologues, her one-woman show drawn from interviews with a variety of women from New York to Bosnia. Ensler's latest work is called Necessary Targets. It was inspired by stories she gathered in the former Yugoslavia after the war there. The play is having its world premiere at the Hartford Stage in Hartford, Connecticut. Charlene Scott of member station WFCR reports.
Eve Ensler went to the former Yugoslavia in 1995 after hearing accounts of mass rapes. She visited Bosnian refugee camps to talk with Muslim, Croatian, and Serbian women. But she says she returned from the camps unable to understand why the women refused to leave Sarajevo to avoid the atrocities. The New York-based playwright says she figured it out after September 11th.
You could not get me out of my apartment right now, because that's my place. That's my city. That's where I grew up. That's my home. I walk around every day in New York, and I bless every block. I cherish every little tree that's growing out. I look at every little flat iron building and think, I've known this building for 25 years. You know, I love New York right now, and I don't feel afraid there.
Ensler made her name in New York with The Vagina Monologues. The play has been performed from Zaire to Antarctica and inspired V-Day, an international movement dedicated to stopping violence against women. It's led to the building of a safe house for abused women in Kenya and the first rape crisis center in Bosnia. Ensler says she wrote Necessary Targets to protest the use of rape as an act of war. The play centers around two Americans. Shirley Knight plays a Park Avenue psychiatrist in Bosnia at the invitation of a presidential commission. Catherine Kellner is a human rights worker.
Why are you going to Bosnia?
I'm going for the president's commission. I was asked, and it's a huge honor. To be honest, I was a bit surprised. I mean, Bosnia is not a place I know very much about. I read the news, but until about a week ago, the Balkans were not exactly next on my vacation map.
Why does this commission want you to be there?
I'm the shrink piece, as you say.
Have you ever been to a war-torn country?
God, no. That's why I need someone like you, Melissa, to be with me, your experience.
Is this commission the real deal, or is one of those UN situations? Observe, witness, but do not go near.
They said we'd be working directly with the women war refugees. It's very hands-on. That's why I need an assistant.
Both of the women are well-intentioned, but they really have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They're shocked to find their do-gooder attitudes don't get them very far with the refugees. It's a story ready-made for political platitudes, but director Michael Wilson insists Eve Ensler is too skilled a playwright to fall into that trap.
The talent that it takes someone like Eve to get inside these Bosnian women and to give voice to the clash of cultures is very unique, because you have to not only have a great ear for dialogue and character, but you also have to have a political conscience and a real social conscience and a caring.
Playwright Eve Ensler says she's devoted her career to preventing violence against women. She's currently helping organize a conference of Afghan women who meet in Brussels to discuss the role they would like to play in the future government of their country. Ensler says it's worth listening to what women have to say.
We have an incredible notion of how to stop war. We know how to bridge gaps between people. Our lives are spent in a process of either reconciliation or building connections between people or conceiving of the future or supporting life or nurturing life. And the fact that we haven't really found a way to rise up yet and take back our kind of rightful place in the world, I find disturbing, but I'm also very hopeful.
Hopeful, she says, partly because of what she's learned from talking with women in war-torn countries. In Necessary Targets, one of the Americans never accomplishes her goals because she's unwilling to listen to the Bosnian women. The other learns to listen and eventually to talk.
It really bothers you that I'm a therapist, doesn't it?
You never seem to answer questions.
No. That is my work.
Do you make more money not answering questions?
I'm trained not to get in the way.
Of what?
Of you.
How would you be in my way?
By offering answers, by suggesting too much.
Wouldn't that just be a conversation? Don't people in America have conversations, or do they only work?
People pay me to listen to them.
People must be very lonely in America.
Like the two Americans in her play, Eve Ensler went to the Bosnian camps to help. Instead, she says she's the one who got a good lesson in what's really important.
Because people had lived in Eastern European and had been in a former communist country, their concerns were not making money and striving and getting to the top and being better than and competing. Their concerns were sitting and having a cup of coffee and talking about politics and spirituality and life and bonding with each other. I mean, that's why they were alive. So it completely altered my life trajectory. It was like, oh, actually, you could just sit with people and hang out and have a nice time, and that would be worthy of life.
Eve Ensler's Necessary Targets continues through December 23rd at the Hartford Stage. In February, it moves on to New York. For NPR News, I'm Charlene Scott in Hartford, Connecticut.